Okay, here's what we've seen so far. We need peace with God because we are separated from God. See, in life, we all share the same problem. We disobey God and deserve His eternal punishment. This is what keeps us from being at peace with God. And in order to enter into peace with God, we have to resolve this problem of our disobedience and the punishment that awaits us. Someone has to pay the price for our punishment. Since we've disobeyed God, we are separated from Him and deserve His punishment. This is a reality that you and I can even feel inside. If we truly want to have peace with God, someone has to pay the price of our sin and literally take us to God. And that's the big idea. Jesus is the bridge to God. Jesus, God's own Son, came into this world as a man. He lived a perfect life. He died a violent death on the cross. And after dying, He was raised from the dead and now lives at God's side. The Bible explains this in 1 Corinthians 15. Verse 1 says, "Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you have received, in which you stand." In verse 3 it says, "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures." See, by living a perfect life, He became the only person who had ever lived without sinning. He was the only perfect person who ever lived. And by being perfect, when He died, He was able to pay the price for the sin of every person on earth. He suffered and died for sin, not His own, but for those of the whole world. And when He was raised to life, He broke the power of death. And now all of His followers have the true hope of being resurrected on the day when Jesus returns to this earth. And so by paying the price for our sin, Jesus became our bridge to God. So imagine a bridge over a canyon. If we're separated from God, as far from Him as two different people on two different sides of a huge canyon, Jesus is like the bridge that spans from one side of the canyon to the other. And through Him, we could go from where we are and literally be with God, be at peace with God. Jesus said that He is the only way to God, that only through Him can you and I escape from the punishment of our sins and close the gap between God and us and truly have peace with God. In John 14:6, Jesus answered. He said this, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." What Jesus is saying is that only He can take us to where we can have peace with God. There isn't any other religion, organization, lifestyle that can give us peace with God. Being good or going to church or stopping bad habits can't give us peace with God. Only Jesus can give us peace with God. Jesus pays the price for our sin. See, by living a perfect and sinless life and dying an unjust death, Jesus paid the price for our sin. In 1 Peter 2:24, it said, "He Himself bore our sins on His body on the tree so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By His wounds you have been healed." See, every time that we've disobeyed God, Jesus paid that price. When we sin, we receive death and punishment, but Jesus paid the price of sin by dying in our place. And now Jesus offers us forgiveness. He offers us complete forgiveness for our sins. He forgives the sins we've committed in the past and the sins we will commit in the future. Romans 8:1 says, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." 1 John 2:2 says, "He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world." In 1 John 5:12, it says, "He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life." Ephesians 2:4 says, "But because of His great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you've been saved." Now, even though it's difficult to accept the possibility that God would forgive us all of our sins, Jesus does offer complete forgiveness and pardon to every single person. You and I can be at peace with God in spite of the fact that we have disobeyed God before and we will disobey God in the future. We can be at peace with God because Jesus offers forgiveness for all of our sins. Romans 5:1 says this, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." This peace with God that Jesus offers can take us to where we are, far away from God, to being forgiven and united with God. And Jesus is the bridge then to God. He connects the two sides of the canyon between us and God, and he takes us to God. In Colossians 1:13, it says, "For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins." That's why we can be at peace with God, in spite of not being perfect, because Jesus, with his death, opened a way to God. But we have to cross the bridge. You see, even though Jesus is the bridge between God and us, that doesn't mean that we automatically have peace with God. In order to not be separated from God, we have to actually cross the bridge. We have to make a decision. You see, any person can cross the bridge and be at peace with God. He only has to make a decision that he or she wants to cross over and become a child of God. The Bible describes how we can make that decision. In Acts 2:38, it says this, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." Now, in the next study, we're gonna see what it means to make this decision and cross the bridge and enter into peace with God. But before we end today, I want to leave you with an assignment. During this week, every time you cross a bridge, if you're walking or biking or running or in your car, think about Jesus. And remember and think this thought. He is the bridge that can take you to God.